Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Scripture Seekers Ministry. I'm your host, Mike Riley Jr., and I hope you are having a wonderful week. Last week, we talked about the covenants and promises, God's faithfulness from the beginning. This week, we're diving into Genesis, the basics of identity, sin, and redemption. Genesis is one of the most fundamental books that tells us about our identity, the reality of sin, and God's redemptive plan. Identity is connected to who we are. Genesis tells us we are made in the image of God. This gives everyone dignity, purpose, and worth. We are not biological accidents. We are made for a relationship with God. God created us to walk with Him, know Him, and reflect His character in the world. There is intentionality in the way God created us, and it has implications for how we view ourselves and how we interact with others. So, the question for you today is, what does it mean to carry the image of God in a world that tends to distort identity? Well, let's split this into two parts. The first part is what it means to bear God's image. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Genesis 1, and we're going to look at 26 through 27. It says, "Then God said, 'Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.'" So, God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. To bear the image of God is to reflect His character and love in a world that has too often forgotten what it means to be an image of God. We are different from animals or objects, and that we are designed to know God personally, create and work purposefully, love, reason, and make moral choices, and express God's justice, mercy, and truth in the world. Therefore, as God's image bearers, it gives all of us inherent dignity, value, and a God-given calling, not based on what we do, but on who God is and what He made us to be. The second part is, in a world that distorts identity. You know, in modern culture, identity is usually located in what we do, what others say about us, how we feel, our race, gender, sexuality, or status, and our past or pain. But sin, starting in Genesis 3, fractures our understanding of identity. We lose memory of who we are, or we try to remake ourselves apart from God. This leads to confusion, comparison, shame, and division. Instead of carrying God's image, we end up carrying cultural idols like fame, success, power, false self-images like I'm not enough, I'm broken beyond repair, or self-made identities that continually shift. But the good news is that Jesus came to restore what was broken. As we are told in Colossians 1:15, the Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. In Him, we have our true identity, sons and daughters of God loved. Ephesians 4:24, it states, "And to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness." And in 2 Corinthians 3:18, it states, "And we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed into His image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. To bear the image of God is to reflect His character and love in a world that has forgotten what it is to be truly human. In Christ, our fractured identities are healed, and we are remade to be who we have always been made to be." Amen. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we come to You with open and humble hearts, all the way back to the beginning, where Your Word first shone light on darkness, order on chaos, and purpose on emptiness. You made us in Your own image, fearfully, wonderfully, on purpose. You took Your breath into dust and told us it was very good. Even before we ever lifted a hand or spoke, You celebrated over us because we were created to image You, Your beauty, Your creativity, Your wisdom, and Your love. Thank You for the holiness of every life, including ours. Forgive us when we have forgotten who we are in You. Thanks for entering our broken storyline to insert another new one. Thanks for being willing to bear the weight of sin so that we might bear the weight of glory. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you for joining me at Scripture Seekers Ministry. I look forward to next week as we continue this journey on why the Old Testament still matters. And until then, God bless and take care, my friends.